It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cold today? Was it kind of cold today? So cold in New York City today that a movie opened in Midtown today called Defrost Nixon.
That's right.
By the way, how about this? Today is Richard Nixon's birthday. President Richard Nixon, today is his birthday. Do you remember when he looked like a bad president?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to remind you that tomorrow on the program at 4, there's a lot of talk around this city about the fact that it'll be total paralysis for the inauguration. We'll talk with the political editor for the Washington Examiner. Chris Steierwald will be here, and we'll have his thoughts on all the bridges being closed.
Oh, it's
which
nasty.
Is a little scary.
Yeah. It's nasty
ominous
business.
You guys might remember a city we were in when they closed all the bridges a long time ago in 2001.
Yes, we do.
I recall.
It was not a lot of fun. Also, American Idol, believe it or not, is back tomorrow night.
I can't wait, Mike.
I'm jacked up. Do you watch it on a regular basis?
Oh, my God. I never miss an episode.
I love it. And are you going to... Where are
I'm standing fast. Bad TV is bad TV. I'm not watching.
Well, you know, we really tried like hell to get Simon Cowell to come on, and then we said, all right, if you can't get Simon, get that new judge, that fourth new judge. Said, no, he's going to be very, very busy. I said, okay, you know, we'll take Paula.
Right.
Paula would be a lot of fun. I said, all right, you can't get Paula. All right, Randy. Randy not available either.
Wow. Are they busy or something?
Then we went down the list of all the winners for the previous seven seasons.
Right.
Uh-huh. And none of them were available either.
No.
And then Bethann finally said, well, I've got the best person, and I suddenly realized, of course, it's the best. Who do you want besides Justin Guarini?
Hey, that's who I was going to say.
Yes. You laugh.
Justin Guarini.
That's a good get.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think he works at the TV Guide Network now.
Looking forward to it.
Might as well.
Justin Guarini, who lost to Kelly Clarkson. I think he banged Kelly Clarkson.
I think he did, and they made a motion picture.
I tell you, you know the quickest end to an interview you will ever hear? I'm going to ask him if he did.
Uh-huh.
And if he does not want to talk about that, then that it'll be over.
His hair will go straight.
If he pulls a Coulter on me, that'll be all she wrote as far as that. But we'll talk American Idol. That's always a lot of fun. And also talk about the fact that this city's going to be paralyzed. Let's go to Teddy in Tyson's Corner. Hi, Teddy. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. What can we do for you?
Nothing. Well, not much. I just wanted to say I heard you talking about the gas prices a little earlier.
Right.
And I just moved from New York. And on Long Island, where I'm from, it was a total scam. Whenever a news break would come out of just gas going up a little bit in the Middle East, they would jump gas 10 cents within that report at all the gas stations
I bet
the
that happens. Sure
I bet
does.
That happens to unscrupulous guys.
Sadly, they have every right to.
Any Teddy, you're from Long Island. Any thoughts on Eli Manning yesterday?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Barry. That's all I wanted.
That covers it.
I just wanted a little of that. Go Philly. Jesus. I am so effing bummed out. I didn't even talk about that today.
No.
As far as the NFL playoffs, Arizona, Philadelphia, and Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Some new faces.
I mean, we got Baltimore up the road. That's cool. I suppose
Ravens.
By default, I'll be rooting for the Ravens.
Mike, sure. I know that I'm going to be supporting them.
That's right. Let's go have a natty bow and root for them Ravens. Ray Ray.
I sure would love to see them bring another trophy home to Baltimore.
Get that Ravens sound effect in here so we can have that as the Ravens march through the playoffs. I think the Ravens are going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Is the Ravens sound effect a man with a crab pot?
It's going to be wonderful.
Hello there, boy.
I think the Ravens are going to handle the Pittsburgh Steelers. I really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that, unfortunately, Philadelphia will beat the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona may have a tough go of it.
But, boy, I'd love it. You know what? Just for the sake of a team that's going to be there that hasn't been there.
Right.
For the Cardinals fans down there in Phoenix, even though they're really not the Cardinals,
it's
the St. Louis Cardinals.
What a great football town.
It's going to be
Tempe.
Just to shake things up, I wouldn't mind seeing the Cardinals get in.
It'd be fun.
You know, and there's nothing I enjoy more than the last quarter when you see Philadelphia kind of sitting there going, boo. We'll see what happens. Let's check in with Buzz Burbank, the final look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend.
Thanks, Mike. By the way, those in the know, inform me the next Powerball drawing, lottery drawing thing is Wednesday the 14th, Wednesday of this week.
Will we be carrying it live on WJFK?
You bet we will.
Tom, get me some tickets.
He can do it.
He can.
Oh, he's downtown, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. You know, normally we taxpayers foot the bill for moving a new president into the White House. Not this time. The Obamas will pay for their own move.
That's nice.
Except for the Secret Service agents who will oversee the process. The Bush's family belongings, by the way, will be swept out of the White House in a 6-hour process involving nearly 100 people.
Make sure you get them out of here
and make sure I get my Powerball tickets.
How many tickets do you want, sir?
I'm going to Ben's Chili Bowl where I will have a free sausage. And, I'll take three.
A three?
Yeah, three. I would like one for me and the two girls.
Oh, Malia, she can't win. She's a kid.
It doesn't matter. I'm enjoying my Powerball.
Are you going to give one to the mother-in-law?
Not a chance. And by could stay in the West Wing.
And by the way, although they've offered free chili and hot dogs to the president at Ben's Chili Bowl, he insists on paying.
Do you remember that? Talk about something that lived up to the hype. Oh, the day they all came in here from
Golly,
Ben's
that
Chili
was
Bowl.
Good. Yeah.
Magnificent. Oh, and remember, God. Buzz, half smokes, not hot dogs.
That's right.
That's right.
That's what I meant to say.
We didn't pay for them.
The president did.
We didn't pay for them. We didn't. We got them for free.
Got them free.
We got them for free, like the cars, Barack Obama.
We were very
Mr.
lucky.
Cosby.
Yes, siree, Robbie.
Have you bought a Powerball ticket?
No, I'm too busy making sure your kids don't run out on the football field and get their head injuries.
Little brains.
Little brains.
You know who would love a Powerball ticket?
Who's that?
Camille.
Camille Cosby. You have the brain.
Jesus Christ, how do you remember that?
Pretty put upon Camille. Each incoming president does get $100,000 to redecorate the place. If he goes over that budget, then he pays the coverage. Don't be surprised if the Obamas go under that figure, considering the times. When Abe Lincoln's wife went over the redecorating budget by nearly $7,000.
You remember that when she made the jungle?
What?
Let me start again with that one. Remember when she built the jungle room?
Yes, I do.
Three TVs.
Horrible.
Where Abe could watch all the games.
The taxpayers were out of their minds because the TV hadn't even been invented yet, so it was really useless.
Oh, man, the Lincolns rocked. And then there was the sex room.
Uh-huh. They were wild. They had separate sex rooms, actually, right. I understand it.
Shelley Lincoln.
Abe chastised Mary Todd for wasting money on what he called flub-dubs when Union soldiers were in desperate need of blankets.
Mary Todd!
Flub-dubs were air mattresses, weren't they?
In the sex room, you could see them from the John Wilkes booth.
Where are the flub-dubs?
Speaking of the times, this newsworthy Obama quote.
I want to be realistic here. Not everything that we talked about during the campaign are we going to be able to do on the pace that we had hoped.
Quoting him, everybody's got to give.
You mean he's not going to do everything he said?
That's right,
Mike. You mean he's a politician?
Kind of, yes.
Oh, my God!
One thing, Mike, he said that at least in the first year of his administration, no flub-dubs.
No flub-dubs.
No, not at all.
Yeah, leave those uninflated in the White House garage.
Go buy a Powerball ticket.
Right.
Also among our weightier problems is how much we weigh. The latest government report shows that now 1 in 3 Americans is obese, and that the obese now outnumber the merely overweight.
Everybody say it.
Yep.
I am fat.
I am fat.
It's nice to be part of a majority for once.
I cheated over the weekend, and I want to tell everybody about this cheat.
You mentioned this earlier.
So for the skinny people out here, don't do this if you're fat.
Don't do
this. Well, fat people like me shouldn't order this.
Huh?
Order this. I just bought it at, like, a convenience store.
No, when you went down to your 5-star restaurant.
It's the Reese's extra large peanut butter cup.
Uh-huh.
With peanuts in it.
Oh, with peanuts. Now I'm interested.
Wow. It's got peanuts in it, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
When they made it larger.
Uh-huh.
The proportion of the chocolate on the outside
yes.
to the peanut stuff inside is balanced.
Yes.
So it's just enough chocolate. So you still have that Reese's
right.
combo of flavors that works perfectly, and
obviously,
I loved it.
Obviously, the scientists at Hershey's were working overtime.
This was so good.
To preserve the ratio.
And it just had like 2 or 3 peanuts in it.
I still can trump you.
Isolate that.
Yeah, you know what?
Isolate that on the show.
Scientists will be able to confirm this in about 12 hours.
Isolate that little
I can
segment.
Still trump you when my mother delivered half of a coconut cream pie to my house.
Oh, my God.
And I you know what? I never saw Monday.
Yeah, well, that's why you're dragging a little
that's
bit.
That's right, today. Yeah. It's a lot of processed sugar.
It's good stuff.
It is.
Nearly 6% of us are now considered extremely obese.
Thank you.
It's not just us. Obesity is now considered a worldwide problem.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
Yeah,
it's not beautiful.
Not for him.
You know, he's fat.
Fat ass.
Fat ass Billy Bush.
Right.
And although the culprit could be a couple of off brands of peanut butter, the Fed still haven't proven the source of the latest nationwide salmonella outbreak, so they're advising us to check our homes for poultry, cheese, and eggs that might be past their prime or that haven't been stored properly at all times.
Bethann, before I tell this joke, I simply want to tell you I'm very fond of you, and I mean this only in the best possible way.
All right.
Yeah, they. You know how we knew that peanut butter was bad?
How'd we know?
When Bethann's dog died. I am sorry. She's going to come in and give you a dirty look.
No, she won't.
I kind of enjoyed it.
I don't understand it. I hope you'll explain it to me in the break.
The book is The Peanut Butter Killed Bunny.
I understand. What a good book.
Thank you.
The food poisoning can kick in the same day you eat the bad stuff, or it may take 2 or 3 days to kick in. And officials say this time of year, it's easy to misdiagnose yourself.
Symptoms are often abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. What do those sound like to you? Typical flu-like symptoms. So a lot of times people may have a foodborne illness. They don't say anything. They don't go to the doctor. They just chalk it up as the flu.
Where's this spokesman from the electric company?
And why did she not allow us time to answer?
She didn't do that. She sounded like she was 12.
She does sound very small.
She had Oompa Loompa.
Very cute, yeah. And a warning's gone out today about hospital scrubs. And
hospital.
And the deadly bacteria they've been found to carry. Hospital workers wear those scrubs on public transportation and in restaurants, so some hospitals are making changes to stop them.
And don't you think sometimes they wear them just to be cool?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, running around in their scrubs in the grocery store. I've seen those
when
people.
When Julia was born, I wore mine all the time. All through the hospital. I got meals cheap at the cafeteria.
And yours were covered with bacteria.
Something a little more than that. They're covered with peanuts.
But he had a cummerbund. Finally, in Covington, Georgia, a man was arrested Sunday after he went to a Walmart parking lot looking for somebody to fight MMA style. He was arrested for being a mixed martial arts buff in the buff. He told police he thought he'd more likely attract a combatant if he was naked.
Oh, Chad.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, that guy's nude. I'm going to go out and fight him.
Where are you going to hit him?
I'm going to hit him right in the you-know-what.
I do.
All right, we want to thank Ann Coulter for coming on the show. Her book is Guilty, available at your favorite bookseller, Amazon.com, or at her website, AnnCoulter.com. Also, Erin Burnett, check her out. Mornings 9 till 11 on Squawk on the Street, and afternoons 2 to 3 on Street Signs. Both of those shows are on CNNBC. You can also see Erin on the Today Show. It was fun talking to her. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, of course, we've got the political examiner guy, Chris Steyerwalt, and also American Idol's Justin Guarini.
Hi.
Look forward to that. The also executive guilty. Producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
Mondays are for fighting. Just ask Annie C. Erin Burnett gave us some hope that we will have a better D. We found out Buzz's mother-in-law. We found her at the age of 91. And sucky speeches at the Golden Globes were not a lot of fun. But somewhere tonight in Fairfax, the good times will be jumping.
Uh-huh.
As Katie stays at Buzzy's house for chicken and some humping. We'll see you tomorrow. Another big show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.